24 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Halloween. Coming up this weekend, we have a special event that's always a lot of fun each year. It's the Friends of the Northfield Public Library put on the Trivia Bee. And it's coming up again this Saturday. And
it
once
is.
Again, the Bee Master, is in with us. Bill Dorth from the Friends of the Northfield Area Library and Foundation. What is that called officially?
The Friends and Foundation of the Northfield Public Library.
Almost got it right.
FFNPL.
All right. Yeah. Well, welcome to KYMN. It's good
Thank
to have you back.
Thank you for having me on, Jeff, to talk about this event. It's always a pleasure.
Let's talk about the event. It's coming up Saturday. How many of these?
It's coming up Friday.
Friday night.
Yeah. So.
I should have looked at my notes.
Friday night. Yep. November 4th. We're at our what we consider our home away from home. The Grand Event Center is once again generously allowing us to host the Bee at their wonderful venue. And it'll be Friday night, November 4th, from doors open at 6:30. Event starts at 7. Should be wrapping up right around 9:15. And I can talk more about format if you'd
yeah, like. I tell you what, let's get into that in just a moment or so. But this is a fundraiser, and it's a lot of fun. It's a fun fundraiser for the Friends of the Library.
We hope so.
Yeah. Tell us some of the things that the Friends does for the Northfield Public Library.
So the Friends was created. We had our 40th birthday just this August, so we were created 40 years ago when the first expansion of the public library occurred, and it was created as a way of providing additional support, financial support, volunteer support, support in just getting the news out to the community about what all the public library has to offer Northfield citizens. And so we've been very involved in projects like the bookmobiles. We've had 3 bookmobiles, and the Friends have played a role in acquiring them all. And also the public library expansion was a big Friends project. The book bike, if you've seen the book bike going around, that's also supported by the Friends. We have also helped them with programming of different kinds, whether Books and Stars, the concert and entertainment series during the summer, summer reading program are both programs we support. And most recently, we were really excited to support a program where the library prepares book packs, sort of book mini book collections that go out to area daycares. And they can use the materials. There are all sorts of activities and things that daycare providers can work with. And then they swap those out. And this makes it possible for daycare providers to use the library in their own facilities as opposed to trying to get their little guys all the way to the library and back.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things we do.
And that just brings to light how many things the library does.
Indeed.
It's so far beyond the traditional, you go in and get a book and walk out. There are so many services that they provide, and plus the new Oasis services. Now, I think that's up and running now, isn't it? Or
It's getting there. The Friends were able to help the library purchase the book drop, and so that's the first piece of what will eventually be a kind of extension of library services in the southern part of our community. And at the NCRC, it's going to be eventually have bookshelves, books, some computer bars, and some tech support. It will be staffed, which will be amazing. And we're hoping that, you know, it will really be a place where people who are at the NCRC for other of its many services can come together, relax, read. Library programming can be there. But likewise, it's nearby the schools. And so it can also be a great place for students to come and kind of collaborate in different ways.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that grows, because there's a lot of need and where those things will kind of manifest itself. It'll be the library, but it'll be an interesting growth period for them as well.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about where you get the money to help do these things, and that's through a fundraiser, and the Trivia Bee is just so much fun.
Yep.
Yeah, tell us about that again.
So the Trivia Bee is a fundraiser that we've been doing, and we counted up, and we would be at year 10 of the Trivia Bee if we hadn't taken a break during the pandemic fall.
So it should be noted that you were the spelling bee before that.
We were the spelling bee, and we made the jump to trivia.
It ran out of words after a while.
we realized that there are many forms of expertise, and spelling is a great form of expertise, but it's only one. And so the Trivia Bee really allows us to kind of have, you know, people form teams. And you kind of have your own opportunity to get super friends together. You know, the person who knows a lot about sports, the person who knows a lot about gardening and current events, the person who is all about cooking, things like this. And you bring them together and, you know, you come in and you compete over four rounds. There's no elimination. So we've had some amazing comebacks. The cost for a team of up to four, you can have one, you can be your team, you can also have three other friends, is $100, and those dollars all go to support library programming or some of the capital investments like the Oasis.
All right, and where do you sign up at?
Well, you can sign up at our pretty long URL, which is the Northfield Public Library Friends. That's one word, northfieldpubliclibraryfriends.org. Or you can just Google Northfield Public Library or Friends of the Northfield Public Library, and that will take you to one of our pages, which links to the registration. Registration, early bee registration, lasts until Thursday, and it's $100. You can register at the door, and we would ask for a registration fee there of $120. But you can know that it's all supporting a good cause. There are some nice prizes, and we also have right in the middle for both team players and also audience members, because people don't realize trivia is actually a spectator sport as well as a participant sport. So people who are just looking on, doing the trivia at their table, have an opportunity to compete in the heads or tails competition. That's sort of our halftime event. I should mention that our quiz mistress coming back is Jessica Peterson-White, and we're super grateful to her for once again being part of our event.
And she does a great job, and I really like the fact that there's a lot of Northfield trivia. There's sections of Northfield trivia in there, so if you know overall trivia, it's good to know some Northfield stuff, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's coming up Friday night. It's at the Grand. The doors open at
6:30,
and the trivia, the bee begins at?
The buzz begins right at 7.
The buzz. That's the word I was looking for.
That's right.
All right. Anything else, Bill?
We just would invite you all to come out, enter a team, come and just watch. The Grand is a lovely place to spend a few hours on a nice Friday night. With friends and neighbors. And also, speaking of the Oasis, we'll be dedicating our Give to the Max and annual fundraising campaign all to the Oasis. We're in the midst of we're beginning a capital campaign to really get that project off to a great start. So be looking for things about how you can support the Oasis.
All right. Bill, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. And we'll see you on Friday night.
Sounds great.
All right. Bill North with from the Friends and Foundation of the Northfield Public Library. 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We've got Rich coming up in just a couple of minutes. MNN is next.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage that I could count on and afford. MenSure helped me find a plan that worked for me, and they helped me save money, too. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MenSure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. So easy. Go to MenSure.org.